for me. I've got those alternates from hot to cold, rivers along my spine. Somebody wonderful is mine. Somebody wonderful is close to me. Somebody wonderful to see. I never knew I could feel such a glow inside. Just like a kid on his very first sleigh ride. Somebody wonderful just stole a kiss. This is too wonderful to miss. I've got those alternating from hot to cold, shivers along my spine. Somebody wonderful, a sweet adorable. Somebody wonderful is mine.
All right, you know, for an old man, that Irwin's got young ideas. Oh, hello there. I'm Robert Q. Lewis. Don't you love those television commercials that start that way? Ever seen them? You know the kind I mean. A lady is discovered in her bedroom. She's brushing her hair, you know. Or a gentleman is revealed lathering up to shave. Or a girl is leaning over the sink, shampooing her hair. And suddenly they turn around.
Oh!
Her eyes widen with surprise and she says, "Hello there. I'm Marjorie Maine." I never could understand that. Big television camera weighing half a ton has just rumbled up. Together with 10 electricians with spotlights, 6 stagehands with prompt boards, and 3 assistant directors with hangovers. Sounds like troop maneuvers of the Third Army. But this little lady merely starts demurely, smiles warmly, and says, "Hello there. I'm Alicia Twitchell." You're expecting maybe Bobo Glopper? I always watch those commercials, though. I tell you something. I know in my bones it's going to happen one day soon. We'll come dollying into that gal's bedroom some night when she's setting her hair. She'll turn around and all of a sudden she'll yell, "Get that camera out of here, you bum." What do you think this is? Ebbets Field or something? Oh, dear. Oh, you know who had a very funny show Sunday night? Alan Young. He did a bit that I don't know why nobody thought of before, but boy, it was clever. You know, we had a show on television at CBS. We used to be on radio, too, called You Are There. And in this You Are There, they take you to a historical spot. I mean, you may like the Magna Carta, the signing of the Magna Carta, famous battles. And they interrupt proceedings and, like, suppose at the Battle of Waterloo, Napoleon might be talking to some of his aides, you know, and the voice would come and they'd say, "Oh, Napoleon, you, Napoleon." He'd turn around and say, "Yes. Do you expect that you're going to win the Battle of Waterloo?" "Well, I have every indecision that I have every plan to win this battle." And he turns back and he talks to the guys. I was right. So Sunday night, Alan had this satire on it, and forget what the scene was, but turned to the guy and said, "Pardon me, sir. Look, will you stop bothering me? Get out of here. Get out of here. Don't bother me, you know." In fact, it was very funny. Well. We're now going to talk about the product. I imagine that with all the ads you see today in the magazines and the newspapers, you hear on the radio and you watch on television, you figure the toughest thing in the world to decide, because it is a good investment and a pretty sizable one, is which refrigerator to buy. You know, all the claims and the counterclaims, they make a confusing business out of what should be a pretty simple choice. I'd like to show you how really simple it is to buy a refrigerator that is very best for you. You ask yourself 3 simple questions, and look inside the refrigerator for your answers. Tony, what is the first question?
Well, I can imagine the first question the purchaser would want to know: does this
refrigerator have a real food freezer?
Well, you take a look over here, and the answer is yes. Would you be good enough to, for those who are fortunate enough to be able to watch us, I would like to show you a real food freezer. You will find it in the new Cyclomatic Frigidaire, a separate, completely sealed-off food freezer with its own separate cold system that will store in perfect safety almost 50 pounds of frozen foods for months at a time. And it's important to remember this. In the Cyclomatic's food freezer compartment, there are no defrosting heating devices. And that is very important to you. Tony, what would you think would be the second question you would ask?
Well, I should imagine that they would want to know whether this is a really an automatic defrosting type of refrigerator.
That is correct. That is a question. Is this thing really completely automatic? And the answer is absolutely, if you are looking at our Cyclomatic Frigidaire. Here, honest to goodness, is the world's most automatic refrigerator with the simplest, most automatic defrosting that has ever been devised. Gets rid of frost before it collects, evaporates the frost water automatically. It has automatic temperature control. There's nothing, no buttons to push or nothing. It's just a simple thing. And that, of course, that being automatic is important to you. What would you imagine would be the last question, Tony?
Well, I should imagine, Bob, that the convenience to these refrigerators have shelves that can move. Do they roll out?
Well, we can prove that right now. We have roll-to-you shelves on our Cyclomatic Frigidaires, and Tony is demonstrating how easily they roll out now. No problem. No reaching in the back, knocking down everything. These shelves roll all the way out. And by golly, that is an important advantage. Well, there you are. Those are the three big questions. The answer is this. At your Frigidaire dealers, you will get a good look at this new Cyclomatic Frigidaire. The only food freezer refrigerator that answers the three questions so completely. Get to your dealer for as little as $1.96 a week after a small down payment you may own a Frigidaire. I wish you'd get to your dealers and take a look at them. Tony, stop stealing food from the refrigerator. What are you doing? I can't even see him over there. He can snitch anything.
A plum?
A plum? Yeah. That would be very nice.
Red or white?
I didn't know they had white plums. Oh, these are beautiful. These are lovely. No, this plum is fine. Thank you. Mmm. No, you may not have any at all. You've all been bad today. Oh, they are delicious. I didn't know plums were ready yet. Yeah, bring them over to the gang. I didn't know plums were in season yet. Whoopsie doo. I wanted to close it. The shelves are out. Well, that takes care of the Frigidaire commercial. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the CBS Radio Network.
Be ready for the summer heat with a wardrobe of wonderful cotton dresses from the Hart Albin Company. Real coolers, real values, $8.95 to $39.95, Hart Albin, main floor. This is KOOK in Billings. The Billings temperature at KOOK is now 64 degrees, courtesy of Stott's Standard Service Station at the corner of 6th Avenue North and 27th Street. Smile with Lyle and remember your car deserves the finest care, the kind you get at Stott's Standard Service Station.
You want what you've always wanted are lighter pancakes. And from Pillsbury they come. Pillsbury, your kind of pancakes. So light, so tenderly light, you have to coax them to stay on the plate. Pillsbury pancakes, plain or buckwheat.
Light, light, lighter pancakes. Pillsbury. Bakers of Pillsbury Pancake Mix and Pillsbury's Best Flour present Arthur Godfrey Time with all the little Godfreys. And here, sitting in for Arthur, the old sack with the four kisses Godfrey, is Robin Q. It's in the bag, Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, here we go again. Have you ever wondered, you know, it occurred to me this morning. It occurred to me that maybe different parts of our body think about things occasionally. I got to worrying about this morning when I woke up and I saw my feet staring at me. Just began to wonder if a foot ever had any thoughts. So I jotted down a couple ideas. If it did, my foot would probably think something like, another day. Sure glad to get out from under those covers. Well, let's see what the day has in store for me. Now, where's he taking me? Oh, into the bathroom. A shower?
Oh, no, no, don't. No. Oh, it's so cold. When he wants to test the water, why does he always put me in? Look at him. I'm in here freezing, and the rest of him isn't even getting wet.
Oh, look, he's changed his mind, this slob. No shower. What's he up to now? Oh, time to get dressed.
What's he going to put on me? Not those heavy woolen socks. No, don't, please. No, don't. Oh,
they're so itchy. Wow, it's hot in here. Maybe I can poke my toenail through the tip of the sock and get some air. I'll try.
Oh, there. That's better. Now I can breathe again. Now what? Oh, we're going to work. Down into the street. I guess we'll walk to work, huh? Oh, no. We're going down some more into a big black hole. What's that noise? It's a train coming.
Oh, the subway. Please, don't get in the subway. Look how crowded the car is. Don't do it. Oh, he's getting on. All these people. Ouch! Are you standing out? Isn't that what they'd say, don't you think? We have our program for Pillsbury this morning.
We have on the program this morning for Pillsbury, Miss Luann Sims. Come on up, please.
Hi.
You look pretty, too. Everybody always looks so pretty in the morning. It's wonderful. How are you?
I feel fine, thank you. How are you?
You're having trouble getting your air conditioning, huh?
Yes.
Well, we'll have to see if we can't do something about that. She came in this morning and said, it's too hot for me here in New York. See if we can't do something about that. You know, it's a trouble. We all wait too long.
I know, yeah. Well, I didn't think it was going to be that hot.
Oh, honey, wow. You don't know New York.
No, I know.
It can be real, real warm around here. Yes. Well, sing us a cool song. What you got?
A cool song?
Yeah, anything you like.
I waited a little too long.
Hey, that fits me perfectly. Good. I can't have any air conditioning either. My apartment has that darn pool direct current. There are still many buildings around the New York area that are DC. And, oh, brother, that's a problem. I tried a DC conditioner once, but nothing happened.
Does that mean, Bob?
Well, there are two kinds of current, direct and alternating. I don't care to go any further along that line of thought. I hate it in high school, and I hate it here. All I know is that in DC current, you can't run anything. Nothing works. You can't, your television has to be, you have to have a converter to AO. It's just murder, let me tell you. Just awful. Alternating current goes like this. Direct current goes zoom. Any business would care to have you go any further. Good luck to you. And now Dr. Marvin will briefly explain the difference between AC and DC. And you know something? He will.
Yes, dear. What is your problem?
Would you just one time explain it in words that I can understand?
All right. I read you very well. No, as a matter of fact, honey, as Bob mentioned, many of the old apartment houses and...
We know that. What's the difference between DC and AC?
I'll get to that.
I've already covered the original ground. One question. Can you imagine what this high school teacher must have gone through?
You know the difference between the positive poles and the negative poles.
Oh, good luck.
Now, we also have the magnetic poles at the North and South Poles.
Thanks, Tony.
These have nothing to do with the positive or the negative poles.
Tony,
you might
put
on a battery. However, in the powerhouse...
All right. Thank you very much. You've explained it magnificently.
But you're quite welcome.
Oh, you're out of your ever-loving and unsung mind. Summer, of course, has really descended upon us, and the Pillsbury people have been thinking of you, and they have devised a delightful dessert that will cool off your entire family and delight them, air conditioning or no air conditioning, AC, DC, NBC, or CBS. That's the difference. NBC is DC, CBS is AC. They can't do any television over at NBC. We have a thing here. Ooh, that was a good one. Of course, I'm only kidding. Now, honest to goodness, these Pillsbury people have turned out a delightful thing. These are the Pillsbury parfait pies. And on my desk this morning is an example of one. This is Ann Pillsbury's raspberry parfait pie. And, oh, boy, if you have... Oh, what a delightful-looking thing that is. Now, all you do to make this pie, all you have to know, as a matter of fact, is how to boil water and scoop out ice cream. I don't suppose anybody in the world doesn't know how to do that. The filling is made with raspberry jello, vanilla ice cream, and fresh sweet raspberries. And the crust, well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to just break off a little piece of this crust. It is just delicious. Boy, a flaky, delicious kind of crust. It really adds to the pie. And here's something else that's wonderful. When you buy your bag of Pillsbury's Best Flour, like the one I have over here, you get the recipe for this pie right along with it. No charge, no nothing. Right inside the bag. There are recipes for four other parfait pies as well, plus three prize-winning recipes from the Pillsbury 4th Grand National Recipe and Baking Contest. So don't wait. Get a bag of Pillsbury's Best today. Make one of these wonderful parfait pies for dinner, either tonight or over the weekend. Boy, they are just delicious. Yeah. Archie doesn't get this piece of pie. He don't get nothing except trouble from me. Julius La Rosa. Hi, Julie.
How are you, Bob?
I'm pretty good. Let's get a song and we'll talk after that. What you want to
say? Yeah, I got a little duet with Lou, if I may.
I'd love to hear it.
Where the heck is it? Let's be serious, is the name of it. It's a very cute little...
Let's dedicate this to Marvin.
Golf or archery?
I like kissing games. That's the game for me.
Oh, let's be serious. There's a time and place for small talk when there is no moon above.
But the stars are bright and the time is right for tender words of love.
Let's not talk about everyone we know.
This one is a dope.
That one is a schmo.
Time we talked a bit about a bungalow.
Oh, let's be serious.
Let's not talk about ordinary things.
Do you like the giant?
About the birds and bees.
Well, I like the
cabbages and kings.
And what do you think of me with Mickey Mantle?
What the future brings. Oh,
you think you'll lead the league in
be serious. What do you really think of Shacharelli?
How do you like the skate?
Do you go for Byron?
Favorite sport.
Well, I go for
Shelley.
Wouldn't you like
you know I'm true to Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I love your conversation, and I wish I had the time.
You did that last week on television.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay.
Yesterday, Deborah Padgett, who was in a movie that I don't remember right now, said there were 8 types of wolves that a girl should avoid, Julius. These are the stand-close wolf, the fatherly wolf, the arm pincher, the good-to-your-mother wolf, the whistle wolf, the holding handshaker, the gift wolf, and the flatter wolf. I don't know, I do all these things, so how come I never get anywhere? Deborah also says wolves are basically the same as they have been since the beginning of time, and she adds, and some of them have been around since then. Is that true, Frank?
Yes.
Pillsbury has done it to you. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here, all up and down the CBS Radio Network.
This is KOOK in Billings. Ladies, here's a wonderful money-saving value from the cosmetic department of the Bennett Drugstores in Billings. It's a special sale of the wonderful, refreshing Lucien Lelong solid cologne in 4 famous French fragrances. Indiscreet, Tailspin, Sirocco, and Bella Rocca. Regularly priced at $2, now you can get 2 $2 stick colognes for only $2. Be sure to stop in today at the cosmetic counter at the Bennett Drug Stores for your Lucien Lelong solid cologne. The time is 9 o'clock.
It's Arthur Godfrey time. Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. Brought to you by Nabisco, National Biscuit Company. Makers of Nabisco, shredded wheat, and many other fancy goods. And here sitting in for Arthur Godfrey is Robin Hugh Lewis.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, folks. I would like you to know in Montana today, the weather is at freezing or below. I just thought you'd like to know. Somewhere the cold is colding. We have 4 stalwart men and true. I don't remember their names, and they're certainly not on this show, but they're around somewhere. So instead of them, let's introduce the Mariners.
Good morning, Bob.
Howdy.
James.
Take it on back.
James, I don't like to pick any bones with anyone, but we had a rehearsal yesterday for the Wednesday night show yesterday afternoon. Everybody, you know, everybody was there. Just almost everybody. And as I looked around that sea of bored faces, I thought to myself, I thought, someone's missing. Mm-hmm. It's not complete. There's the presence lacking. James, I wonder who it could have been.
I wonder, too. But I wasn't there, so I wouldn't know.
That's the greatest answer that's ever been given. I accept. And that makes sense. I'm sorry. It's great. You're forgiven, kid.
Say
cake.
What would you like to do?
We have a beautiful old number, Bob, that we've been trying to...
When do you ever have a dull old number, ever? Everything with you is beautiful. I'd like to sing a crummy song sometime.
This is a crummy song.
Well, then tell the truth.
I do better up in the mountains.
That's a pretty crummy song. All right. The Four Mount Everest.
I do better up in the mountains. I do better up in the mountains. I do better up in the mountains. There are jewels down by the sea. By the sea on the sand, when I hold someone's hand, all I get is a beautiful bird.
What a blister.
But up there in the hills with the loons and lilts, I get oceans of love in return. I do better up in the mountains. I do better up in the mountains. I do better up in the mountains than I do down by the sea.
By the sea when I swim with a mark you miss, it's the white star that was I can see.
That was the Mariner.
Well, next month we said we had a crummy song, so that was it.
That was a crummy song. Dr. Lockhart, may I suggest in all sincerity that if your voice is going to crack, do it on some other program.
You got the wrong name. That was me.
Oh, that was you.
Martin Crack, that's what broke Tom up.
Martin Crack, and that broke Tom up.
Imagine that.
We got a whole carload of rose bushes waiting.
I did that a purpose. No, that's something I can do at the drop of a hat.
Well, look, nobody dropped anything. Now, let's pick it up from where you were just climbing that mountain. And Tom will have no more of this breaking up, please.
I'm sorry, I'm not well, Bob.
What's that?
I'm sorry, I'm not myself today.
I know you're not. You know I like it better?
Oh, let's not. Now, let's start there again. We can't stop please. Now. This
just
is
a minute
for my
here.
Solo.
We don't have a...
Yes.
No, it's too bad this portion isn't on television. Make a real dull picture. Tell us what you have. The concert is now over.
My solo.
Your solo, huh?
All right.
Well, you got to live through these things. Anytime.
When I take full seats from a day and speak, there's a well-lighted throat about dumb head.
What happened to Lockhart's solo?
Well, we eliminated him. I believe.
No, come on. That's not a spirit of cooperation.
I believe in quitting when I'm behind.
No, let's go back to Tom.
Oh, anyway, you like. I don't
know. Tom, solo. I'm sorry.
Please, fellas, let's get together and sing the thing.
All of us. Once
Matt Bickerson, friendly conciliator. All right, go ahead.
When I take full seats from a day and to meet, there's a well-lighted road without doubt. But up there with a man like a dog, and I'm lost all about.
Now, I gotta say, Sam, at this point, I'm pretty fed up with it. You got anything else in the book? That was a pretty dull
have
thing.
Have we proved our point?
Yeah, you sure have. What else you got? Now, they got a thing here.
We better stop.
You better tear this thing up. They have a thing here that's one of my real favorites. I'm going to...
Somebody just yelled something out there, Bob. I don't know what they said.
They said to tear the arrangement up.
No.
Anything else you'd like? Any artists on the show you'd like torn up? Don't answer that question. The boys have a thing here that I love for them to do, and this is sort of, it's not a serious song, but it's one of the spirituals. I just love the way they do it. I'm going to ask them to forget the mountains and get back to the old arts and mover.
All right, ready?
You'll not
lots of moorin', 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 yo lots of moorin', moorin' along. Yo lots of moorin', 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 yo lots of moorin', and I'm going home. So 40 days and 40 nights, rain kept on, what a mighty sight. Yo lots she reels, yo lots she rocks, yo lots she landed on the mountain top. Yo lots of moorin', 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 yo lots of moorin', moorin' along. Yo lots of moorin', 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 yo lots of moorin', and I'm going home. The animals played and walked around, rain kept falling with a mighty sound. God told me to see the rainbow sign, won't be one of a fire next time. Yo lots of moorin', 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 yo lots of moorin', moorin' along. Yo lots of moorin', 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 yo lots of moorin', and I'm going home. Oh, who built the ark? Noah, oh, who built the ark? Noah, oh, who built the ark? Noah, oh, Noah built the ark. God told Noah to build an ark to save the righteous, the animal stock. He worked all night, worked all day, hammering, chiseling, and sawing away till the ark was finished with a land board. Then he opened the door, took on the load. The rain fell, the ark began to rise.
Good. Tony Marvin has a few words to say to you folks about the Nabisco product we featured today. Tony?
Sure, Bob. Thanks very much.